Toire, Toire, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
This week, Parsha, B'Shalach, Shabbos Shira, Namesh et Ahoyben HaShabbos, Shabbos of Emuna, Shabbos of Eschaskos, Shabbos of Shira, of Simcha, Shabbos of Tshuva. That's why the world has a minig to eat kasha on the Shabbos. So the tzaddikim said that ufes and the kashas, you consume, get rid of all the kashas. You have the behirus of emunah, simcha, tchias amazim. So the pasuk to start up, throw a few kashas away. The pasuk said at the beginning of the parsha, "Vayikach Moishes atzmas Yosef imoyki yashpeish bias bnei Yisrael lemer poki yifkel ikim eschem valisa b'zatz Moishes abizeschem." So Moshe Rabbeinu takes out atzmas Yosef as per shelzuch the obvious kasha. When was the Vayikach Moshe's Atzmus? When did he take the coffin of Yosef out of him? Mitzrayim. No. Yeah. So what is the parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim when they left Egypt, when Vayikach Moshe's Atzmus Yosef Yimoy? The Chur should have been in last week's parsha. Parsha's boy. Hello? You with me? Hello? This week we're dealing with Kriyas Yamsuf. So the Torah could have mentioned Vayikach Moshe's Atzmus Yosef Yimoy last week by Yetzias Mitzrayim. So every genius will immediately pipe up. But everyone knows the Medrash. Hayom ro'o vayonois. Ma ro'o, what did the Yam see that it split? Aroi nishul Yosef. Because here it says vayonois, there it says vayonois. What? Vayetzi achutza. He left Digle biyodo by Eishes Petifer. So that's chus, the Yam split. So you'll vayter ask the obvious glaring question. What do you mean the Yam split because Chus of Yosef Atadik? Because Vayonos Vayitei Chutz. Hello? There's another Medrash in this week's Parsha where the Medrash says, I'm the Pasuk, Ba'ata Horim Es Matcha, when the Eibesh told Moshe, pick up your staff to split the sea. Omar Moshe, the Hagadosh Baruch Hu, Ata Oimili She'ekra Yom, Ba'es Oisei Abosh. You're commanding me to split the sea, make it turn into dry land. The Eibishter made the sands will be the boundary of the sea. In other words, the Eibishter promised that he won't split the sea. Yam has a gvul, the dry land has a gvul. So what are you telling me? Atahar v'smatcho. You haven't seen Moshe, what it says in the beginning of the Torah. That will be when, in the future, when the Yam will become the Seir HaYabosh, it will split. And therefore it says, in this week's Parsha, Vayoshev Hayom Leisonoi, and Chazal, Darshan Leisonoi, same letters, scramble them, Litznoi, Litznoi Harishan, that the Eibishter had already made a tnai, a condition, in Maisa Bereishis, in the creation, that he will split for Kal Yisrael. Hello, Earth? So if the Eibishter already made a tnai, built into the genetic code of the DNA of the Yam, that it will split for Kal Yisrael. So why all of a sudden, by Yom Rav, by Yom, he had to run away, like startled, because of Aron Yishol Yosef, it was already, he knew from day one that it had to split. What do I need the schutz of Yosef Atadik? That is the teva of the Yam that it splits for Kol Yisro. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's one question. Number two, it says in the end of the Shira, Hashem Yimloich, so Chazal Darshan in the Chilta, Kol Yisrael has said, Hashem Yimloich, Loshen Osin. Had they instead of Yimlich, had they said Hashem Melech, then Ein Kol Uma V'Loshin Yochel Lishlipem, no nation would have a Shlita, there would be no Golosin, no Churbonis, no Tzaris for Kal Yisrael. Shtel Zich T'Shailo Taka, why Be'emes did they not say Hashem Melech? Why did they say Hashem Melech? Then on the words, Vayivoku Hamayim, it says Targum Yoinusen, how many streams, the word conduits, whatever. Did the sea split? 12. Every shevet had its own path to cross the Yam. La'osid love, what does the pasuk say in Yeshaya, capital Yud Aleph? You all know it because it's a tafera for Achon Shel Pesach. V'hoya b'yem hu Yosef Hashem Hashem is Yodoy. L'ruk behecher Hashem is l'shoyin Yam Mitzrayim. The Eibushu will split the river of Egypt v'ko l'shivin l'chol. It'll be seven channels, seven pathways. L'asulavay b'mashiach etc. etc. So you ask, obviously, the Klotzkash, why is it by Yetzias Mitzrayim there were 12 paths? Do we ever discuss this here? No. And L'asulavay will be seven. To understand this, one more kash. Beginning of Sefer Shmuitz, the Eile Shmuitz B'nei Yisrael, it goes through the names of the 12 Shmuitz. And Chazal Darshan in Medrash, Reuven is Al Shem, Ki Ra'yar Alikimus B'nei Yisrael. Shimon, could it says B'Yishmael Alikimus Nakosim. All the names of the of 11 of the 12 Shvotim, Chazal Darshan as pertaining, as an omen, a simen, a mateach, for what? For Yetzias Mitzrayim. That we start off, say, for Shmuel, say, for Gula, with the names of the Shvot. But although 11 are connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's one of the 12 Shvotim who's connected not to the past, Yetzias Mitzrayim, rather to L'Asulove. And who is that? I just said the book. Yosef. Shenemar. Yosef Hashem Shein is Yodai. The Eibushu once again will put out his hand and he'll take the Uvzim Eres Asher Vanidachim Eres Mitzrayim, as the Pasuk says in Yeshayim. Shtelzuch Veshayla, what's going on here? Why are all 11 Shvatim Al Shema over Yetzias Mitzrayim? And Yosef is... Yeah. Now the Chido explains in his Haggadah, it brings him to Rabbi Yifano, the MS is Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yam Suf should have been the ultimate goal. Nervos. For that to happen, Klal Yisrael would have had to finish its task. And we were supposed to be Mitzrayim for, as told them, from the 40 years. And we went out prematurely. So we didn't complete all the birur of Litzutis, whatever avodah we had to do in Mitzrayim. And because we went out prematurely without having finished the task, all further gullias in our hashlama to Yetzias Mitzrayim. As we explained countless times, the four gullias in represent the four letters of Hashem's name, and Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Kuit Shel Yud, which is the Shem Kloli, which includes it into the 1001 Ramosim, which I'm not going to bother you with today, that bring up this idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Shem Kloli for all subsequent further gullies. All gullies, Chazal say simply, Kala gullies in Nikra Hashem Mitzrayim, Hashem Shem Mitzrayim Lam Yisrael. All gullies can go under the generic title of Mitzrayim. And for that reason, explains the Chido, the meaning by all Jews, if I'm not mistaken, all Hebrews, is that at the Seder, when you have the matzah, with the symbol of Gula, you break the middle matzah into two, right? It's called Yachatz, and we're symbolizing that the ultimate Geula, which its source is Mitzrayim, over the larger part we keep for Tzafun, for Mashiach, for L'Asulot. So the MS is when we came to the Yam, and the Yam split, that should have been the ultimate Geula. By the ultimate Geula, the Pasuk says, Yisbucha Shemayim V'Sogel Ha'oretz, which is, by the way, the Tzidur Shem Havayim, the month of anyone alive here? Nissen. Nissen, right? What is the next word? Yiram hayom umaloye. The sea, the waters have to rejoice. They should have been the ultimate simcha when we come to the yam, and the yam splits. Aber the yam doesn't feel the yiram hayom umaloye. It doesn't feel the simcha. Because this is not the... Right? This is not it. This is not the... The end. And there'll be further gullies in Witzaras, Redifus, etc., etc. So why should the sea split? Where does it say Vayoshev Hayom Lei Sonli Litnoi? Earth calling Machzigil Athol. Anyone out there? I know it's in Bishalach. If it wouldn't be a disrespect, how would I know that? Right? Hello? But it's not when, before, by the splitting of the sea, that the yam, there was a tnai. At the end, when the yam goes back to its original state of fluid, of liquid, of flowing, now it's So everyone, they're chayim because all every safe feel open. They open before Hashem after kasha. The tnai with the yam should have been at the beginning, not the end. Hello. No, the yam knew that this he should have to split. That was written in its code. Narvos. He feels the yam is a chayim. The sarshal mile of the yam realizes that this is not the gula. For this, I wasn't encoded in my in the script that I got to split. Why should I split? Then it says, Hayom Ro, what did the sea see? It saw Yosef. And of all the Yudbei Shvatim, hello, who is the one which is called not Al Shem Geulas Mitzrayim, but Al Shem Yosef, Yosef Hashem Shem is Yodai, there'll have to be a further. So by the but from the Aronish of Yosef, the CCs, right, that there will be a future gula. There has to be now a yachas. We got to get you out now. It's an emergency because you're in the Memtesh Aristuma. One more minute and you reach the point of no return. But there'll be a time, right, that will get you out of here completely. Hello? So the Mashkiach, I'm going to say Tech, beautiful shtickle. I'm going to repeat it with you. Topshin Tamach Aleph, a gorgeous shmiz. He explained, everyone knows the famous Chazal, every husband says this like 20 times a day. Chazal say, Kosher Lezav Gom Kriyas Yamsuf, being married, Chasin and Shiduchim are like, Shver, like, what is a marriage? You're putting two things, two people, right? Which are not identical. You don't marry a clone, right? So Kosher Lezav Gom Kriyas Yamsuf. A Shiduch is always taking different, diverse, disparate things, and making harmony of a situation which calls for the opposite of harmony. The Mashgiach says, you have this in the concept of music, Zimru. Meiti Ashirim, the Shabbos is called Shabbos Shiru. What do you know about music? It's brought from Yisrael Shklover, Talmud Mubik of the Gro, that all the secrets of the Torah, whether the Soidus of Torah, the Seiris of the Shiris Alevim, the Seiris of Tikune Zoyer, are all connected to Chochmas HaMusica. And if you don't understand music, you can't really understand the depth, the profundity of Divrei Torah. And if you know the secrets of music, you can mechayanis. There's nothing you can't do. And Moshe Rabbeinu was mekabel, the profundity, the depth of music, from the Eibishter and Harsinai. And therefore, Tetz Tikkuni Zoyer and Tikkun Chof Aleph, Yisrael Salkin Migoy Galusa B'Niguna, Yidin go out of Golus with Nigin, etc., etc. And as it says also in Tikkuni Zoyer, elsewhere, is Heichola Dolei Niftach Ela B'Niguna. There's a Heichol in Shemayim that's only revealed through music. It's actually a story told that the Alter Rebbe, the Baal Tanya, was once in Shklov, and there were people of all kinds of pioneers on Shittas HaMashemdiv, and they posed it to the Alter Rebbe, the Baal Tanya, and instead of giving them some learned, deep, Kabbalistic explanation, the Alter Rebbe started to sing the Niggin. When he sang the Niggin, all their kashas in their mind were automatically matured, were answered. Because there's a Zaheichel, the highest of high, which is only opened through music. Okay, it's a Zoyer. There's no Mapteach, only music. Hello? Anyone here play piano by any chance? Or you ever see someone play piano? Yeah. In the piano, the notes, I think if I'm not mistaken, are called mafteches. Why is that? Even though a goy made the piano and whatever, and English is certainly a goyish language, but in English it's called keys. Hello? And you have very often, Chazal Deacon say always, the Gemara says, afagabdi ilay chazi, mazlayu chazi. Sometimes the goy is not consciously aware. But the Eibush to put some, the notes and the musical scale are called keys, because it says in Zohar HaKadosh that these notes are the mafteches which open up the Heichal Yisrael. Hello. You may remember there is a capital tillim that you say, hello, and I don't know what you do in your shul, in my shul, there's a thing called Kabbalah Shabbos, hello, Musa and Arizal. And before you sing the Chadoidi, hello, most shul sing it, actually, although it wasn't the Bnei Gamol, right? There are six kapit l'chtilim you say. What is the kapitel you say right before l'chadoidi? Mizmer l'dovet hovel Hashem, yeah, hello? How many times does it say the words kol Hashem in in the Kapitel Tillim, which we use to open up the Lechadoidi to Mekabel Shabbos. Hello? Huh? Kol Hashem? Maybe you have a different nusach in your shul. I don't know where you live in. In my Kehillim, it's the sixth Kol Hashem. Not in Chabad. There's seven. Hello? There are seven kolos of Negina until you come to ultimately capital number seven, which is Mizmor Shir, Yom Shabbos. Shabbos is always connected to Negina, as we all know. It says in Pirkei Avos, the Eibishter made 6 days, and then he made the seventh day, which is Shabbos. Valderach, he created six Arotzoi, six continents, six whatever, and he created the seventh, which is Eretz Yisrael. And he created six yamim, six lakes, six bodies of water. And the seventh is called? What body of water is there in the Holy Land? Hello? Kinneret. Hello? Miloshen Kinor. Right? And Eretz Yisrael is called, remember there's a pasuk which says, Kulachem mi Zimrath Oretz. Eretz Yisrael, by the way, it says in the Likutei Maran, for Nachman, that Yankov Avinu told the Shvatim to bring down from the Nigunim, the Zimra, of Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. Why is that? Because Chazal tell us Yankov had a subliminal, subconscious hargosha that Yosef is still alive, right? And therefore, there'll be the Zivug of Yosef and Yehuda, right? Which is Vayigash Elav Yehuda, which is Gimachi, David Ben Yishai, Mashiach had the first Mashiach Ben Yosef, Mashiach Ben David. And that is the Zivig of Yisoid Malchus, which is Yosef and Yehuda, etc., etc. So therefore, Yankov Avinu, the Merkava Telikus, he has to bring down the Zimra Sa'oretz. Zimra is number seven, Eretz Yisrael is number seven, and that is Mamshich, yeah. And therefore, the word Zimra Sa'oretz, 943, is Gimachi Elikim Moishav Yechidim Boisa, which is the Pasuk, the Gemara in Saita. There's unity amongst Kol Yisrael. Now, let me just start to explain what's going on. We always speak about Shivas Haroyim Kol Yisrael, as seven shepherds, seven Rishpizim, and so, hello? Yeah? How many Royim are there? Seven. How many Shvotim are there? 12. What's the difference between 12 and 7? Hello? I'll give you an example. In the weekdays, you have how many brachas in the middle of the Shema? You have three introductory brachas, others. You have three at the end. How many brachas of bakosha in the middle of your amida and your tefillah? I know that. Today we had a lot of machine, but in principle, 12. Hello? 12. On Shabbos, how many brachas do you have in the middle of Yishmael Ezra?
One.
Why is that? Because the fact that there's 12 different, diverse, disparate shvotim, that is the chol, that's the avodah of golus, that's when things are not the way they should be. Aber Shabbos kodesh is me'ein olam haba yim Shabbos menucha, then you come back to the ato echad, the shimcha echad, the mikam yisrael, the echad baris, you come out to the unity. So 12 is a number connected to diversity, difference, etc., etc. Shabbos is the idea of unity, right? Hello? So therefore, what happens? You have 6 days of the week, and then you have Shabbos, which is the day of Zimra, of whatever. And if you take the words, Kol Havaya, Kol Hashem, as it says seven times in Mizmor LeDavid from Shabbos, Rabbi Sternbuch, I need you. Kol is 136 and Havaya is 26. So how much is seven times Kol Havaya?
162. Oh no, 1134.
Bingo. 1134, which is Gimatzio Ki Yoyim Nokom Believe Yushnask Ulaybo. There's a day which the Eibush will take his revenge from the Goyim, and it'll be a time of the Geula, and that's the idea of Shabbos. Shabbos is 7:02, Gimachi, David Melech, Yishalayim, etc., etc. When you have your piano, going back to our piano, hello? How many notes are there in an octave?
Eight.
Seven. Then you go back to the other one. Hello? You go back to the... After Do, Re, Mi, you go back to the beginning. Hello? Yeah. But on your piano, you said... I've never said an original word in my life. Said the Mashgiach, who was a big mechaber of Naguna. Besides the seven white keys, you know, the notes, the keys, hello? You got five black stuff on... What are they called? Sharps? Okay. I grew up in New York. I'm a total ignorance. Right? Yeah, hello? How much... Who's a mathematician? Rabbi Sternberg, who you're a resident mathematician? How much is five plus seven? What's the difference between the seven white notes and the five black notes? You don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure it out. Basic Kabbalah 101, hello? White is always a symbol of Kedusha, purity, of holiness, etc., etc., right? Black is always a symbol. Din, severity, hello? The Gemara says that black is really red, but it's blue. Yeah? You with me? So you have, when you sing, you have, when you, whatever, you have a nigun. If you would make all your nigunim only from the seven white keys, it would be very geschmack, very pleasurable, very enjoyable, all simchadik, etc. Fakir. If you would make your nigun from the five, what do you call, half key, what do you call it again?
I think it's flats and sharps.
Sharps. The reason why it's called sharp, it makes sense also, whatever. It's chorus, it's gevuras, right? Hello? You'd have a very atzusdik, depressed, like sad, right? Hello? And five plus seven, and seven plus five, the happy notes and the sadder notes, right, is 12. That's the 12 shvatim, which is divisiveness, the weekdays, chol, etc., etc. Yes? Which is the time before the tikkun, before the geula. Mashiach will come. You ever have the expression, remember there was a fellow called Yuval? As in Pashas Bereishis, you don't got to go very far. You know, you kicked out a cheder like after 2 months, you still remember Yuval. Hu hoya avi, kol toifes, kinar v'ugav. Kinar is a happy instrument or a sad instrument?
Happy.
Happy. Kinar noy. It's a gishmak, right? That's why it's called, Chazal say, it's called the ocean in Israel, the river. It's called Kineres, because it's mamtik, all the tvua in that area. It makes sweet, etc., etc. Right? Masha Enkein, the ugav, the flute, it has a note of sadness in it. You with me? And if you take the word kinar v'ugav, it's gimachia, 573, which is gimachia yud beis shvatim. Or kinar ugav is gimachia yud v'efrayim, which is the pirut of the shvatim. Masha Enkein, the osid lova, you'll have only the white notes. By Yitzias Mitzrayim, what's she? Moiti Asirim B'Koshoris, Halach Chazal Darshan B'Koshoris, B'chi V'Shiris. There's B'chi, there's tears, there's, right? And there's also happiness. It's a mixture of the two. Did I tell you last week, this Derech Agav, nothing to do what we're talking about? What are the opening words of Megillas Eicha? Eicha Yoshva? What's the Gimashio Eicha Yoshva? Simcha. And how does Megillas Eicha end? No, it doesn't. You say it over. What's the last pasuk in Megillas? Hello. Kasafta Aleinu, what's the next word? Ad Me'oid. Ad Me'oid is the same word. This is Michael Zilber says. Ad Me'oid is Gimachia Dima. In this world, there's a Shira and a Dima because from the Galus, I was spending last week the idea of wherever there's Choshech, from there there's the Ragonos, there's something hidden great. But in this world, there's b'chi b'shiris. There's crying, there's also ultimate happiness. When Mashiach will come, there'll only be happiness. And therefore, at the moment, there are seven notes. The Gemara says, Erchim, when Mashiach will come, how many shiris will there be? How many?
Eight.
How much is eight times kol? Mashiach b'yerubuye. Mem, mem shin, mem shin yud, mem shin ches, is gimachia eight times kol. Lasidlavi will only hear Shira, Kol Simcha, etc., etc. Now let's go back to what we started from. In this world, when Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the Yam, and the Yam is not ready, it sees the Geula hasn't yet time to come. So what happens now? The Yam doesn't want to split. Until it says Yosef, Yosef Hashem Yodoy, once again, there'll be another Kriyas Yamsuf. And that, the Eibush just said, okay, he was ready to split. He sees, he realizes that this is not the ultimate, right? So how many channels do we split into? 12, because 12 is the number of Yud Beis Shvatim, where every Shevet, everyone makes Shabbos for Zich, right? Ma she'en kein la'ozit lovi in the Novi of Yeshaya, the Afeira for Achon Shal Pesach. So what happens? The Hecher Im Hashem, Shoyin Nam Yisrael, and how many channels will there be?
Seven.
Because that's the idea of Shabbos, and every Shabbos is Be'en Elu Habo, etc., etc. And therefore, Shivan Lecholim is Gimachia, you know what? Shiro. That's the Shiro. Or if you want to put it other ways, Shir Chodosh is Gimachia Sfiris HaBina. Then we'll come to Bina. Bina is what Nida connected to? 11. 8, right? Which is even a higher level. Which will connect to when the days when Amola or is Deyaz Hashem, Kamayim Le'yomachas. So far, so good. I'm saying this as an introduction. So in other words, the whole idea we're trying to establish now, and it's summarized, is that the Kriyas Yamsuf was not yet complete, right? And the completion of Kriyas Yamsuf will be Losed Lava Yibuzman Mashiach. Fine. How do I tap into the Shira Losed Lava? How do I come to this Madrei? So I have 1,000 Ramos, which I'm not going to share with you, of that the central theme of B'Shalach, of Oz Yosher, is the idea of tshuva, right? Tell you just one thing: Shabbos, Shiras, Gimachi, Volosi, and Goyel, Shavi, Fesh, of Yankel. Right? When you come to the Shira, etc., etc., when a person does tshuva, there's thousands of Ramazan, and therefore at the time of Shabbos Shira is a time of renewal, a time of Simcha. We say B'Simcha Rabba V'Amruchulam. You can't have Shira. Ainan Rim Shira El Mitzvah Simcha. How do you get simcha when a person revives himself, becomes new, becomes, right? That's why Shabbos Shir is always connected to Chamisha Asar Ba'av, and therefore say the Svarim HaKadoshim. What did I just say?
Oh.
No, you know what I meant. Tu B'Shvat is Yimachia Nachmu Nachmu Ami, as it says in Svarim. Oh, there's hundreds of Ramosim. It's the in the winter, all the trees, all the Atzei Asa, they're all at Hashlofen, they're all in hibernation. Comes Chamisha Asar B'Shvat, it comes Shabbos Shira, B'Simcha Rabbah. So Chazal say, Gemara says in Sanhedrin, hello, Dachtadik Aleph, that Oz Yoshir Moshe, Sharloi Nema El Yoshim, Mikan, Tiras HaMeisim, and Atzei. Say the Sforim HaKadoshim, the Shomesh, many, many Sforim say, where is the Yisoid? Where is the Sheirish? Right? Of Tchias HaMeisim? This week's parsha. If you read Oz Yoshir, the Sanba Sutzuklo, that itself, Oz Yoshir, the Shira, the parsha, B'Shalach, gives a Yid Emunah. And Chazal say that the Geula came, B'Shus, B'Shus Emunah, Nigel Abbe say. Emunah in what? Hello? So the Svarim HaKadoshim say, Emunah is not only Pshat and Yud Gimel Ikrim and Emunah the Eibishter and the Kol Yochol and his whatever, included in the gather of Emunah that a Yid has to have Emunah in Zich, right? That a person has to know that you have to be Mechayim Mason. Who is the Mason? Chalal say, Rishoyim Bechayim Brachot, Rishoyim Bechayim Kriyim Mason. And a Yid has to have Emunah in the ability to resurrect, to rejuvenate yourself. That you're not only what you are in the present or the past, and that's irrelevant, you can put it all in the past and start again. And how do I know? Because the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Ve'yishivu v'choy. Tshuva is what? A form of resurrection. How do I know? I'll give you an example. You say, Umi doimeloch, when you think of the Shvachim of the Eivish, we're going to say, Umi doimeloch, Melech Memes Umechayim Asmiach Yishu. So when you're calling, when you speak out the Eivish with Mechayim Meisim, you say, Umi doimeloch. No one else has this koyach, we're going to give Matechas, the Gemara said, we're going to find this, etc. Where else do you remember as a Uishprach in Davening, Umi doimeloch? I said that already. Me beimelach melach beimis mechayim. You may says the Imre Emes, Rosh Hashanah Tov Resh Behei. You remember the bracha, the chasim of the bracha by in Shmona Esra by Shofers. Ki ator shemeya kol shofer mazin trua ve'ein doimel. Mamish the same oishbrach. Why is that? Because when the Yiblo shofer, which is the Uri Yishena Mishinazchem, which is to arouse people to do tshuva, so you also have the expression umi doimel, as you say every day. Whenever you deal with Ches Amazim, we have the expression Midemuch. Right? Says the Rav, I'm sure, Murray to Gavort. Umi Doimelach is Gimachi 161. Does that do anything for you?
No.
No. Very sad. Because 161 is Gimachi Hashem Eke. Aleph K, Yud K. Hello? Bimili. I understand that Eke is Gematria 21. Hello. That's stupid. Okay. What is the shame Eke? I must have said it like a million times. Eke is the name of Tshuva. Put it in simple Hebrew type. I will be. I am now 6 feet under, Ndrer, right? Over Eke is the idea that the idea of tshuva is the idea of the shame Eke. Right? Hello? A guy who does tshuva is called colloquially, or the Gemara, a Baal tshuva. Hello? What is called a Baal tshuva? What's the gematria of the word Baal? Beis, Ayin, Lamed? 102. What other word that I've used about 73 times so far in the last half hour? Is 102? Emuna. A Baal Tshuva is pshat, someone who has Emuna in his koyach, right? And once you have the koyach of Tshuva, all the Sha'arei Shamayim are open, therefore Baal Tshuva, Yemakoyl is Gimatria, Ezratzen is Bofer Mendel Shlover. Once you have, you realize you could do Tshuva, and you have Emuna in the koyach of Tshuva, then all the Sha'arim are open. Where do you see this idea of Tchias HaMesim connected to Tshuva, Pesach? Okay, let's start. What is the Haftorah? Anyone remember? I know it's been like 10 months already, whatever. What is the Haftorah of Shabbos, Chol HaMoed, Pesach? Atzomet HaYadosh. Why do you read about the dry bones of Yecheskel in the middle of Pesach? So the Torah brings in Tav Tzadik. We have a Kabbalah from the Goyim that Tchias HaMesim will take place on Pesach, very good. Hello? How's the Gemara says? What does it say in the Haftarah of the Atzomah Se'elashis? Right? Vayomer Elai Ben Adam, Atzomah Se'elah. She's dry bones in the valley. These bones are called Beis Yisrael. This represents Kol Yisrael. Heima Oimrin Yavshat Meseinu Ba'obdus Yikvaseinu Nigzar Nulam. Kol Yisrael says, we're doomed. We've lost the plot. We're finished. We're gemarna. We're dead. We're dried. We're whatever. And Gemara says in Sanhedrin Chelik, who said this? Of the Sikvaseinu Nizarnu Lanu. Hello, these are people who are koyfer in Tchias HaMesim, because a yid who believes in Tchias HaMesim knows wherever I am, whatever massive, I could resurrect myself. What also happened the night of Pesach, before Tzias Mitzrayim? Earth, like Pirkei Avot, like Chumash, like, hello? That was the time that Yitzhak Avinu gave the bracha to Yankov Avinu. Hello? Yeah. No? Yeah. And he said to him, this is the day in the Shari Shemayim Apsuchim, and the Tal Le'oiris, the Tal, is found. Do you have a minute in your shul, you say Tal on Pesach? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do that. In your shul also. Holy Lord, we do that, yeah. So, so what is it? What does Tal represent? When the Eibushul Bechayim Meisim, what will happen? Ki Tal Eiris Talecha, right? The Eibushul Bechayim Meisim through Tal. So Kumpay, even the first night of Pesach at the time of Tchias HaMeisim. Yes. You know, there's a Medrash which says when Yidin went out of the Yam, as they went on the dry side, you know what bracha they made? Baruch, Chalal say, Medrash. Baruch Ato Hashem B'chai Hamis. You ever knew that before? It's a kind of whole idea of Kriyas Yamsu, Vizim Tzrayim, is the idea of Kriyas Hamis. And if you don't trust me, Chagamat, it's a Makoil, it's Gimachim B'chai Hamis. In Makoil. Which is also Gimachim B'rachim Ram. B'chai Hamis and B'rachim Ram, as you say, yeah, huh? Yeah, I'll give you a simple example. The Chido in the Sefer Havas Dovid asks, when the Eibishter said to Moshe, last week's parasha, Mishchuku, take a carbon paste. Great Mishr Nefesh. What animal did he have to take as a carbon here?
Sheep.
A sheep. A tled. If I'm not mistaken, somewhere licking cup I'm here, wasn't the tled Avodazora of Mitzrayim? Hello? That the Yidin, Rachman al-Tan, also worshipped in Egypt? Hello? Don't you have a principle in the Gemara that says "Ein kateger nasas aniger"? That's where the coin goes. Yellow, yeah. Big dissolve, big dissolve. Yellow. So how do you take a tle, which is avodah zorah, and now you're using it for a korban pesach? Hello. You're telling me chum habit. Very cute, but most midrashim seem to say that Mitzrayim deem to chum here. But the answer is still chum habit. By the time I go through that, but then I ain't coming. Are you with me? So, Viter, how did you take the tlet? You know, there's a kasha which I've mentioned probably thousands of times over the years here. Hello? Famous customs are, after kasha, we have a principle, nira v'nitra shuveninir. Something which was fit, was qualified, was accepted, kosher. And then it became nitra, pushed aside, had a mum, even if it's temporary. Shuvenir. Once it's pushed aside, Gamar. Hello? So could I ask you a klutz kasha? So how in the world could tshuva be acceptable? Nira benitra. Right? Shuvenir. How could you be acceptable again? Hello, Earth? Anyone out? Hello? I must have answered this a gazillion times. Huh? The whole idea. Can I do another kasha? Let me hit another kasha. What is your relationship to the Eibush? So we always say the reason why tshuva helps is because Eibush is a tat. The kaim along. Al shemachol kvedei. Kvedeimach. Yeah. Even if the Eibush is a tat, and he could be moichel, is he not a melech? Even when he's avinu, he's still malkein. And melech shemachol kvedei. Ain't kvedeimach. So how does tshuva help? Support. I sinned against the king. Tak avinu. I was support malkein. Anyone out there? Let me ask you another question. Before I should ask. A person murdered someone in cold blood. And he sits in the tshuva al pi arizal al pi ramak. Chalishish what he fasts. Gazillion tanezim. And he does this. Chalishish what he rolls in gilgul shelag. Whatever. Could you resurrect the dead? A person, rachmanotan b'chal Shabbos. And then he does a givaldig tshuva. When he's fasting, tanesim, and whatever, misagis. Could you undo the pagam in the chilul Shabbos? No. So how does tshuva help? Think of the stupid guy. All the tzaddikim ask this question. Hello? What happens to the oynish? What happens to the pagam? Where did it disappear to? And the answer is, well, Sfarim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're like, oh yeah. All the tzaddikim say, you know what the idea of tshuva is? It says in Medrash, Tikos Seif Zoysu Der Achrin, right? Mi Tsechazal Mikan Shekodesh Baruch Hu Mekabel Shav. Va'am Nivri Alko. When a person does tshuva, he's considered to be a new person. He's not the same. He's a Bria Chadosh. He's a Gershon, he's a Gairikon Shenoyledom. He's not the same guy. So there could be an Oynish from today till tomorrow. Begam. Good. But you're not the same guy who committed it. You're a different person. That's what Hashivein is for. Hashivein is Hashem Elecho Ben Hashuva. Chadesh Yameinu Kekedem. It's like a new, like I was just born. Right? Therefore, Chazal says it's Yushalmi, it's a Medrash. Every Yom Tov it says, V'kraftem Oilo. By Rosh Hashanah it says, V'asisem. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mal Ani Aleichem Kilu Asisem Afrim. You self-created, you made yourself, because you became a new person. That's when Rosh Hashanah, when he does Shuvah, said all the Sfarim HaKadosh, the Priyot, when Tamidiyah Soifah says, But Rosh Hashanah, the Lashon HaPayet is Hayoim Horas Oilam. Today you're giving birth to yourself. You're a new person. And therefore, Nira v'nitzcha shuveni Nira doesn't apply because you're not the same person as before. The Einish doesn't apply. Nothing applies. Famous Lashon HaRambam. In Perek Beis, v'chashuva l'chabeis, midarki ha-tshuva li'yayis ha-shov tsoyi kamar l'nei Hashem. You're always asking, whatever. U'misham ne'shmoi k'loima ani achar ve'enei oysa isha oysa oysa oysa. I'm a new person. I'm not the same guy as me before. Okay. Let's give you a few examples of this concept of rebirth of tshuva, which connected to, we said before, Shabbos, right? Is number 7. Shabbos is Me'en Olam Haba. Shabbos is Tchias HaMeisim. Shabbos is, yeah. Shabbos is number 7. Shabbos, therefore, is Tshuva, right? Can I ask you another kasha? You know, okay, heck, in the famous Medrash I've discussed this a gazillion times in a gazillion different Ivanim. Chazal say Medrash Pliya, that Adam HaRishon met his wayward son, Kai. What happened to you? What was the outcome of your mishpat with Eibishter? To which Kayin answers, "Asisi tshuva v'nis pasharti." I made a pshar. To which Pischil Adam Rishin tefeach al ponov kachi koychus shel tshuva v'nili adaiti v'yad pasach v'omar mizmer shiuli yamishabbos. Hello, what is Shabbos? Because on Shabbos, what do we celebrate? Hello. That the Eibishter created the world for 6 days, and the seventh day he rested. Yeah, hello? So you're thanking the Eibishter for creating the world. Hello, can I remind you of a Gemara in Eruvin that for 2.5 years, Nechelu Bethil and Beishamai, and so it seems to be the halacha, that what? Noyach Leila Adam, Shalay Niver. If Noyach Leila Adam, Shalay Niver, what are you celebrating Shabbos? By the way, just Erech Agam, I could go on about this for ages. Do you remember in the Ten Commandments? Hello? Yeah? There's like a maimer right before connected to Shabbos, which is right afterwards. Kabbein es avicha v'simecha. And God, the Chazal say, someone who's chabit, avivimoy, ein chil Shabbos bal yod. What's chil Shabbos got to do with kabbein es avicha v'simecha? Hello? You honor your parents, your father. Why do you honor your father and mother? Because Chazal say, gimel shutzen ba'adam, so you have to give kovet to your parents to bring you in the world. You're balchuyf to your parents. Hello? But you just told me, so why should I thank my parents? I should spit them in the face. They were the ones who caused me all these sorrows. So I'm in this world, all these lawyers are saying, hello? The answer is, I said countless times, the Abishah created you. So at the end of the day, is it good to be born or not? The Abishah is a tabat. If he created you, why did he create you if you're like in a rut and you're going to burn for all the daveris you've done? The answer is, tak, at the end of the day, we say, Baruch Ali Keilu Shabbat Olech Vedei, because the Eibishter gave us the koyach of tshuva. And through tshuva, you're out of the mess. Right? And therefore, Shabbos celebrates creation, Kibbutz of Eim celebrates creation, right? And therefore, all of us will stand by Chiyas HaMeisim, etc., etc. Which the reason Chazal say, one pasuk says Zachar is Yom Shabbos Lekatshri. The other pasuk says Zachar is Asulcha Amolek Hakeitzad. Shabbos is Zachar Lekatshri and Amolek Zachar LaAbdi. What's the connection? What's going on here? Well, because Amolek didn't believe in tshuva. They see Yidna Rafidim Sharafi Demi Divrei Torah. Oh, you're stuck. Wherever you are, that's what you are. Shabbos is just the opposite. By the way, there's a medrash in this parsha which says Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu LaMalachi Hashoris Ru'u. See, the Shira Chal Yisrael singing Os Yosher. When the Malachi Elyon saw the Eden singing Shira, they said the pasuk, we say, Until Hashem Adineinu Ma'adir Shimcha Kul Oretz Mipi Oilim V'yoinkim Yosadet Da'oiz L'hashbiz Oyevim Esnak. What's going on here? Because you remember when the Eibishter wanted to create the world Nimlach in the Malachi Hashoris. And the Malachi Hashoris said what? Don't create him. He's full of avarice, he's full of sheker, and full of whatever. Yeah? They were hesitant. Right? And now they see Eden singing Shir. What are you, right? Who are the ones who sang Shir first? Nachamal?
No.
Maybe in Yushal. Right, well, my channel that I went wasn't Nushal. Sing. Yushal allowed to sing. Kol Yisharim. No? The children? Look at the loch in the cup. They wanted to sing Shira, but they know you got to wait for you. But in Kal Yisrael Gufa, who sang first? Mipi Oilim V'yoinkim. He was mashed to dad, then he went to the Shira. Zeh Keli Vanveyu. Who were these kids saying Zeh Keli Vanveyu? When Paray was Geyser, they went down in the earth, 6 feet under. And by any case, actually sell us Chazal Dash and the Abish to miraculously save them. He supported them. And then they were Mavatspitzin Va'olim. Like, they came up. And that, say the Svarim Akbashim, when you're Mavatspitz Va'olim, coming up, that itself, that the children were the ones who they had there, whatever, that is a symbol of Tchiyas HaMeisim, Shenemar Vayatzitzu Meir Ke'esev Ha'oretz, which we say when you go to Meis Oilem. I mean, throw a grag. The whole idea of the children coming out of the ground, that itself is a Peil Dimyayin before, right? And therefore, once there is a Koyach of Tchiyas HaMeisim, which the children saw with their own eyes, and therefore they were the ones who pointed, Marim Betzboi V'Oirim Zeh. This is the Avish that we know from back when. So that's a symbol for Tchiyas HaMeisim. And Tchiyas HaMeisim is a symbol is one with what? Tshuva. Hello? Oh, so this Tshuva. If this Tshuva is G'day to be born, because there's always a way out of any rut, any situation. Oh, now what does the Malachim say? Hashem Adineinu Madir Shimcha B'chol Haaretz. I agree. We Chatosi, it's good to be created. It's good to be born. It's good to have a world, right? Okay, this answers a bunch of other kashas. But the bottom line is, from Kol Hanal, is that it's G'day to be born, that whatever you are, there's a way out of every situation. The Eibush, the Helfen Taka, this is Parsha. We should be Zoyche Taka to see all the Haftochas of Yeshaya in that capital of Tchiyas HaMeisim. Till Umola Ores Deyas Hashem Kamayim Layom Echask.
It's called trousers, but it's not a hatter. The hatter is only A couple came and told themselves, not only if you're going to fold them for the Shabbos, and if you're going to use them again, you're taking it off and you're going to wear them again, not trousers, only one person, it shouldn't be a proper fold, only if they're still new that the fold is not mamash making it properly back into original fold. And also they have to be white as well. And also you've got nothing else. So there's a lot to know him to be mapped it, to fold, only if it's white, only if it's one person, only if it's new. Not on the south side. Right. So the bottom line is, you can't do anything. It's page 172, the bottom line. The Choseach HaMeir out to know him, also you mustn't fold it. Yesh Misha'imah, Shimeis, 172, Tzivkimu, Yesh Misha'imah, Tzadekaplo, Shaloi, Keseda, Yehuda, Yerish. If you fold it,